Morning, mate.
Now, Telstra, dangling the carrot, free Disney Plus for 12 months for new plans. I mean, is this good value?
Decent carrot, really. I mean, Disney Plus for 12 months is over $100, and you know, all you got to do is sign up to another plan. If you're an existing Telstra customer, just make sure you're signing up and confirming with them that you're eligible for this. But otherwise, if you're a new customer, it's almost a walk in the park. $65 or more a month on the mobile and $95 a month or more on your home phone, and you get 12 months of Disney Plus. Look, you know, I think that streaming has become that real, you know, wanted commodity. People love their streaming services, and if you haven't already tried Disney Plus, you're going to love it. And if you've already got it, this is going to save you real money. So I think it's a smart move from the telco to try and entice people this way.
I was going to say too, yeah, free Disney or Disney Plus. It is good. It's like good coverage.
Mate, it's excellent. Every single Disney movie ever made. Now, that's not princesses and cartoons. That's Star Wars, everything 20th Century Fox. It's one of the best catalogues of streaming content you'll find on the internet.
Wow. Okay. Now, what about this new dash cam from Uniden, is it?
Uniden, yeah. No, they do a lot of products out there, dash cams being one of their primary ones. But this thing's a cracker, mate. $350, which is a reasonably high-end price to pay for a mid-range product. You know, there are $900 dash cams, but there's also $100 ones. This is a 4K resolution, gives you GPS speed alerts, camera alerts, safety alerts, as well as a rear camera so that you're capturing everything front and rear of what's going on in your car. So high-quality content, great peace of mind for if you do witness something crazy on the roads, or, heaven forbid, someone crashes into you and you need evidence of who did what for your insurer, a dash cam is a great way to go. And the new Uniden iGo Cam 90R is a nice, sleek little unit. I'm really, really impressed by it.
Yeah. Now, traditional car companies, will they dominate in the future? I see there's another new name coming to Australia, Fisker. What's this?
Yeah, I saw this in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago. Beautiful looking cars. And it took my eye because they clearly had like the scale. This was like a motor show style stand. It wasn't just a little car park there showing off their wares. This is company Fisker offering this SUV in America this year and Europe later this year. I asked one of the managers there, you know, is this something that will come to Australia? Because normally we don't get the cool stuff because they're left-hand drive or whatever. He said, no, we're building this right-hand drive from the get-go, and Australia will happen in due course. So my suspicion is next year, and I think that's great. More brands, more competition in the electric car market, and it's really putting the pressure on the existing car companies. So a lot of fun to come over the next few years when it comes to both electric and just all cars, frankly.
And I tell you what, I'm just looking at it now. It is a sweet-looking unit.
It's a good-looking unit, the Fisker Ocean. Yeah, all the photos up at EFTM.com. A nice little family SUV. Not big, you know, big-style SUV, just a nice little off-roader. Yeah, very good quality look, great design, very traditional car style, not funky Tesla style, but all electric as well.
Terrific stuff. Hey, Trevor, always good, mate. Thanks for that. Have a great week. Look forward to chatting next week.
Pleasure, mate. Talk to you then.